You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
All right, Jer, how do people reach us? How do they find the boys?
Oh, it's so easy. Dom's home address is 3624. No. Find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy, or go to our station's website, mix100.com. Find us there.
I wasn't stopping you. I mean, I might want to have listeners reach out finally. Send cards, letters, packages.
This is for you. It's my hair. It's a lock of my hair.
A lock of my hair. You know, I had this conversation with somebody not long ago. I've had my share of really, really creepy things happen to me through some listeners.
Yeah.
And that is one that has not happened. That's not on the list, but I wouldn't have put it past people about 20 years ago when most of this was going on. It got scary at times.
Yeah.
Let's move on. This is a note from Madison. Did I get that right? Yeah, it's Madison. Dom and Jeremy, I'd like to request my own personal five call says it all. All right, Madison, this one's for you. Actually, this is not just for Madison, because there could be, I don't know, dozens or hundreds of people listening who are going through the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Possible.
Yeah.
She says, I'm in a relationship with a guy who won't return the I love you.
Oh.
We've been together 2 years, and I say I love you at least 4 or 5 times a week to him. That's not overdue. I mean, 4 times a week? And his response is always something like, thank you, babe. And he's very sincere. Last night when I said it to him, he responded with a big hug and said, babe, I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you so much. She writes, it's not like he's incapable of saying it. He said it probably 3 times in our 2 years. And I know he does love me. So why is it so hard to just say it back when I say it? I'd love to know what people think. Thanks, boys. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Or, you know, pull the Han Solo, right? And say, I know.
I know you do. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I feel bad for her. She's just looking for just a few more I love yous in her life.
She's not getting what she needs here.
But gosh, what'd she say, like 3 times or 4 times in 2 years?
He said it 3 times in 2 years. So about every, what, 7, 8 months?
I want to know the occasion that he did that, you know? What brought him to say it? I guess some people just aren't like that. They don't feel the need to say it all the time or once a year. I don't know. I mean, I've got family members like that. I know Nicole has had, I mean, not, you know, this is not an intimate romantic partner, but like Nicole's grandma would never say, I love you to anybody. You know, you would go visit, give her a hug, you know, say, Nicole would say, I love you. We'll see you next time. And she's okay, dear. You know, there was never a return. I love you. Some people just don't do it. But why? What happened, you know, in their childhood?
Yeah. Now, I've got a thought about this, but I think I'll withhold it until we hear from listeners on this.
So what's Madison's, she asking?
Well, she's just wanting to, I guess, what's her question here is why is it so hard to just say it back when I say it?
Right.
I'd love to know what people think. She's just looking for what people think about a guy
who doesn't do this.
Who won't give her what she needs. You know, this is her love language, apparently. When she says it, all she's looking for, and it's not like, we all know those couples who say, I love you every 12 seconds. I mean, they throw out probably 30 times a day.
That's me and Nick. We say so much.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I'm saying Madison is not that person. She might say it like 4 times a week. So every couple of days, she'll throw in a, hey, I love you.
Yeah. And you say before you go to bed, all right, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, I'm tired too. Hello. I don't know. Is this a red flag for her?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to say too much. I'd rather hear what the listeners have to say first.
All right.
And here's our number. 303-691-1MIX. 691 1649. Maybe you've been through this. Maybe you're in it now. Maybe this is the life you live. Maybe you're living with an I don't return, I love yous person.
Or maybe you are that person. Maybe you don't say it a lot. Why?
Exactly.
Why aren't you saying it?
And we would love to hear from people. Now, don't be shy. I mean,
come on.
If this is the way
Friday.
You are, talk about it.
Yeah, it's Friday. Have some fun with us.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. And I'm totally expecting the calls that say, well, Madison is insecure, which I don't think is fair, but that might be the position of some people. She says to him, I love you, about 4 or 5 times a week, maybe. He has said it back 3 times in 2 years. Otherwise, he just thanks her.
Which is something I do as like a joke, you know? Sometimes when Nicole says it, I go, oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's like not romantic.
I mean, if you respond with what you should. I mean, then
you should.
You've moved into all new jerk territory right there. Well, why wouldn't you love me? Duh.
Dur.
Let's see. Lauren, we're just getting swamped with messages over this. Lauren, I'll read a couple. You read a couple.
I
got a couple more. All right. Lauren says, yeah, I was with a guy who was that way. He said he, quote, didn't want to wear it out, end quote. And I said, well, can you at least exercise it a little bit?
Yeah, you're not going to wear it out.
She says, after 3 years, I finally got smart and moved on. The man I'm with now is very generous with his I love yous.
Oh, that's adorable.
Stacy says, my parents were in this situation. My mother was the one who wouldn't say it. She would say it to us kids every once in a while. She wouldn't say it to my dad. I remember as kids, it made us uncomfortable, and I felt bad for my dad. Oh. That's just strange to me.
A strange little world to live in.
You do a couple.
Yeah, I have 2, Cindy and Sonia. Cindy says if she doesn't like it now, imagine if they continue the relationship, get married, and have kids. Mm. The kids will never hear him say he loves their mom, and he probably won't tell the kids he loves them. This could get bad, bad, bad. Kids need to hear those words. That's from Cindy. And Sonia's feisty. She says, get a life. Just be lucky you have a man in your life. As long as he's faithful and good to you, chill out. I can't find a man to save my life. I'd be happy just to have a guy brush up against me on the light rail. She said, enjoy him and quit complaining, girl. That's from Sonia.
That's funny, and I appreciate it. I disagree with her. Dave, here's a dude sounding off. Mm-hmm. I don't say I love you to my wife. I think the phrase is totally overused. I show her that I love her. And that's good enough. I don't need to use some tired words to express it. I disagree with that,
show.
Too.
Yeah.
And then Brandy kind of gets close to what I think. She says, and I'm going to have to clean up her language on this. Brandy says, this guy knows, and she put knows in all caps. This guy knows she wants to hear it, and he won't do it for her. I say the guy is an A.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I don't know these people, and I know people are different. I know there are a lot of people who think I love you is overblown. But after a while, now you're just digging in your heels and you're holding some sort of stance that really doesn't serve any purpose. You've already expressed how cool you are, that you're too cool to say it. You know, now you're in a relationship with someone who just would like to hear it occasionally. Would it kill you to say it once a week?
The answer is no, it would not.
Right. Now, I know people strongly disagree with me and think I'm being a jerk now. It's like, no, that's his stance. He doesn't want to say it. Well, okay. What is that serving?
Nothing.
You've got the point across that you're too cool to say it. I get it. Once a week isn't going to harm anybody. Would you agree with that?
I would so agree, man. If it's making your significant other feel better, that's what it's all about. Say it.
And these people who say, hey, I show her that I love her. Well, then that means you do love her. So if you do love her, what the hell is wrong?
And what does that mean?
With saying it.
So you're just showering them with gifts?
Yeah, I heard someone say one time, well, it's just, you know, it's just
my
stuff for greeting cards and songs. No, it isn't.
Nah, if you really care about it,
this whole too cool for school thing is just, it gets tired. And I don't blame women at all if they bail on a guy because he will not verbally make her feel better.
Yeah.
And if he's doing it as some sort of, I don't know. This is and what's to say the word I'm
thank
looking
you,
for?
That's a punch in the gut. If you say you love somebody, you're together for 2 years, you're having relations, and you tell somebody you love them, and he's like, thank you. That means the world to me. That's a D move, man.
I think so. And unless somebody can call and change my mind, like maybe somebody's not an I love you person and they want to defend their territory here. But I mean, I think you better get up pretty early in the morning and practice before you change my mind on this. Here is Tracy on the phone. Tracy, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, y'all. How are you? And I love you.
Oh, Tracy, we love you.
We love you back.
Tongue kisses for everybody.
So much.
So I just wanted to say everybody has a different love language. And so clearly hers is, words of affirmation or hearing it. And clearly maybe this gentleman's love language is physical. So stop having sex with him and he'll learn real quick to speak her.
Well, there is that. You just put that out there, didn't you, Tracy Pants?
I don't know if I'm one for retaliation necessarily, but I mean, you do. The love language thing is important. And if this guy can't recognize that, and he's...
But there's no defending
selfish,
only
it?
Saying it three times in the past 2 years. There's no love language that can, that's just silly. You can't you can't defend that.
And it's not retaliation. It's just that clearly he knows this is what she needs, and that's something that he needs. We all need physical touch. So it's not really retaliation or, being spiteful, but sometimes you have to teach people how to treat you.
I agree with that.
Yeah, you do.
I totally agree with that. I'm glad you called, Tracy. I hope you have a fun day, all right?
You too, and love you guys.
Bye,
love
Tracy.
You back. Bye. Yeah, all right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a thing.
We appreciate your comments. We appreciate you writing in. Find us on Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy, and you can send us a note that way. Here with your boys in the morning at Denver's Mix 100.